This week on Not Well,
we talk about OnlyFans gays being local celebrities.
First date tables. Oh, wait. We talk about your first date and how it's not going to go anywhere.
We talk about Indian guys with no game.
We talk about the fact that you have to send a fucking email when somebody gets a promotion and talk about their entire sex life.
We talk about getting fucked in the Senate chambers.
We also talk about our new gay villain, or our old gay villain. I mean, it's kind of the gay villain period.
I was like, George Santos is so old.
Pornhub.
We also talk about Pornhub search terms.
We talk about the fact that I want to do a gangbang at the Sheraton.
We talk about losing weight on Ozempic lookalikes.
And how about your first penis? All this.
And more.
This week on Not Well. I love that little kiss you to go.
Back rolls.
Check one, check. A little bit down. There we go. Perfect.
Check.
I think that's great. I think it's great. I think it's great.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here with our orange peel fermented wine.
That's correct. It's all the way from Italy.
Right from Tuscany.
It's got a little bubble, too. So it's good for Bobby's Wegovy
Cheers.
Stomach.
Cheers.
I'm going to be throwing up later. But actually, this might actually not be bad because it's...
It's natural.
It's fermented.
It's natural wine.
So it's like kombucha, if you will.
It's a probiotic.
That's what I was trying to say. Everyone, give us a call. 614-721-5336.
That's 614-721-5336.
Or email us. Oh, my God. Why can't I speak English?
I was like, is your mic cutting out?
I'm weak.
Where's your puffy piffy?
It's right here. I'm worried to puffy piffy it.
If this is pre-piffy puff, then...
Yeah, wait till puffy piff.
You're going to be fucked.
I'm fucked. Make sure you email us. She's not doing so well at gmail.com. Okay. A little weight loss update. I'm down 14 total pounds in 2 weeks. Thank you.
That's insane.
Wow. Oh,
14
my God.
In 2 weeks. Yeah. That's a pound a day. And you are just starving yourself.
Babe, I can't eat.
Literally.
I know, couldn't even drink. I can't eat or drink.
But isn't it funny? We're losing weight by starving ourselves.
It is funny, but it's also... appropriate,
you know.
It's like a gastric bypass.
Like I was so afraid. Speaking of starvation, do you remember like when we were in about first grade? Well, I skipped first grade, but about that time for you
because you're so smart.
Yeah, oh wait, you're older than me, so you remember third grade, fourth grade, the pictures of the starving kids in Ethiopia.
Oh yeah, with the big heads,
and every rib showing, and like their eyes popping
They're
out.
Like for 99 cents, for one penny a day, you could.
What
save.
Was that? Why was that so big when
I don't
we
know.
Were kids?
Like, didn't Madonna do something with that too or something?
But anyways, now we're doing it to look good. So starvation is key.
Honestly, just send me to Africa.
Right? They would love you over there.
Honestly.
You're super white. You're super tall.
I'm super
big.
Goofy. They'd be like, oh, goofy, big white man.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You'd be a hit.
I'm a hit anywhere I go, and no offense.
And that's on God.
That's like on period.
And
that's
coming up, you may be a hit in New Orleans.
Come down and join us.
New Orleans.
You can't stay with us, but you can definitely come party with us.
Well, you can stay with me.
Or you can fuck Jim. One night only. He's going to fuck you. One night only.
I didn't say anything about fucking.
He's going to suck you. One night only.
No, I'm not doing that either. I have dry mouth.
Oh, and you know what?
I have nothing to offer. Like, literally.
It's actually something I want to talk about.
I'm like, yeah,
intro.
I'm so fun to hook up with. Do you want a
hand job laying down like Terry Schiavo?
With dry hands?
Bitch, I look skinnier on this fucking...
Well, you're sitting like this and
well, because I'm little.
I'm so skinny.
Well, I'm
spread out and let the tits hang
I can't.
And it'll look the same. No, you do look skinny.
I feel like I just look a little more.
Everything's put together. The shirts are looser.
The shirts are looser.
The chin's tucked.
Tucked and tight.
The second chin is tucked.
I know. I think I'm going to have a line here that looks I'm fat.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
No, it's really smaller.
Yeah. So anyway, Pornhub this week came out with their annual list of searchable terms, which I didn't look up any of them. I'm hoping that you have them.
I had not.
Okay, well, let's
saved
look them up.
It, but I believe I wanted to do it live because
I
think we're going to be in shock.
I do know what Ohio's was.
And I think Ohio's was solely driven by you.
Honestly, I feel like this podcast has brought Ohio the top search of the year. We'll pause for a moment. Let you guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
3, 2, 1. It's small cocks.
Literally, Ohio.
Literally, Ohio.
And honestly, from what I've been seeing, it's been great. Like, I love the small cocks.
I actually think small cocks are making... Now, of course, I'm going to lose all this weight. My dick's going to look bigger than ever. They're going to be like, ew.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to want it to be back in the shell.
I love it because I like when there's a confident guy with a small cock and he's like, you want this big cock?
And I'm like, is it big?
You and I both know you're lying, but it's the confidence.
For me, it's being able to put it in my mouth without it hurting.
And or making me gag.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't want to throw up on a dick. I've already done that once in my life.
Somebody threw up on my dick one time. Not on
well,
it.
Well, I didn't throw up a lot.
He was like, I got to go. He was like, sucking me. And then he's like, I got to go. And he's like, bleh. And I was like.
You're like, get back on that dick.
And then he came back and finished.
Did he really?
Yeah. And I was like.
You were probably like, sure.
Then I thought, oh my God, what if I had a cut on my dick?
You have gastric juices in there.
I thought of AIDS.
From his stomach?
Yeah, I used to be so scared of HIV.
From the acidic environment of his stomach.
I thought, oh my God, what if his throat was bleeding and then he's sucking my dick and what if I had a cut on my... I was so scared of
AIDS
HIV.
AIDS panic is still real.
Like, it's fully real.
Like, the conservatives are using it.
Oh, they are. And it's just going to get worse now that we're fucking... Oh, we'll get into that.
So let's look up the 2023... Yes. I want you to guess something.
Okay.
How about Michigan?
Moms.
This is weird. Bondage.
Ooh, Michigan.
Now, Indiana makes sense. Chubby.
Church? Oh.
Chubby. C-H. Kentucky? Bouncing boobs.
That makes sense, too. Like, show those tits.
Now, West Virginia?
Yeah, what's West Virginia?
Nip slip. Which is, like, based on their saggy, dirty shirts, they're always nip slipping.
Ooh.
Georgia is what you'd expect for a southern state.
Ebony?
Ebony Solo.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Well, which makes sense, because Atlanta alone... Ebony solo, so like individual,
like solo ebony girls fingering the pussies and stuff.
What about California,
Louisiana?
What is Louisiana? Yeah, let's look at Louisiana since we're going.
I can't wait since we're going to New Orleans.
Nola,
whatever the fuck you say it. Big black dick.
Well,
way to cut to the chase, New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans, you know
they're
what
like,
you want.
Big black dick. We just want, big
and that's
black
what
dick.
Made us decide to go there,
and that's the reason we're going.
What
California.
Yeah, like what about some of the fruit and nut states, like the whole West Coast?
Asian stepmom in California.
So
Oregon, what you'd expect for this
mushrooms.
Outdoorsy state, nudist.
Oh, that's hot.
Washington, sensual sex.
I could see Washington being in the tantra.
And where we're going in Utah, Mormon. Like, that's boring. The Mormons are looking at Mormon porn.
Honestly,
isn't
though,
that weird?
I would look at Mormon porn.
But, like, if you were in Utah, you see it everywhere.
You are a Mormon in Utah, so why are you looking up? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm surprised
New Mexico
on that list.
Wants Native American.
It seems kind of racist in a way, or it's like kind
no,
of,
it is.
We're not racist, but kind of like.
Well, but people are racist.
But
so.
I guess it is what it is. This is showing the different diversity of America.
South Dakota likes shower sex. Texas likes creamy.
Of course, you fat fox.
Yeah, I want to see what the East Coast is about. New Jersey, Turkish. Delaware College, Maryland Glory Hole.
Do you know what I think?
Like, I can't. Maine is thruple, which you've been
well,
there, so you've experienced it.
I've had
it.
A quadruple. I mean, and that's
a quadruple's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it breaks off into pairs. You have to have an odd number. You have to have an odd number for any type of orgy.
I agree with that. And because if you don't get the hot one, then you're kind of annoyed. And then you're like, I'll take this one for the team.
Which you did.
Which I've taken that twice for the team because there was another couple that we hooked up with in Vegas that were bears. And I was like,
I know. I know. Michael, he arranges it well. He knows what he's doing. He's in control when it's an orgy situation.
And honestly, I'm fine with that because when I'm alone, I'm in control.
Speaking of, I have to speak of orgies real quick.
Yeah.
I had a story happen and be told to me on Monday night.
Is this the gangbang?
Did I tell it already?
No, but it's on here. It's
no,
actually
this
the
is
next,
separate.
It's the, oh, it's different than the gangbang.
Yeah.
Sheraton's us.
Yeah, that's okay. Us. That's, okay. That's a quote from you. So we did have a quote from Bobby, speaking of gangbangs, where he said there's going to be a gangbang in the Sheraton. So once again, come on down to New Orleans. I'm looking at you, Wandering Wolfpack. I'm looking at you...
Derek.
Redhead Derek.
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you. I thought you were dating, but you're just friends. I'm looking at you. Nipple piercings.
I'm looking at you. Anybody want to come on down? Come on into the hole.
It's wide open. And with the weight loss,
and
it's looser than ever.
Oh, and just wait. By then, I'll be down 40, probably.
You will.
No, I'll be down probably like 25, I would say. That'll be my
guess. We have another three, four weeks. We have a month.
I know. So.
You will be down another...
I want to be skinny in the 60, airplane too. I can't. I'd be like, oh,
I fit in the seat.
I'm in first class and I feel like I could take a nap.
First class, honey. Cheers to that.
Cheers to me. I don't.
Cheers
fuck
to us
anymore.
Right now. We're flying first class to New Orleans.
I'm getting the points. That's the thing. It's like once you get those points, you just go.
No, the points are where it's at. I booked this whole flight with points.
Right. So it's like.
That's why.
I also use some points. American, I flew first class to Punta Cana. So all of that.
Smart.
Girl, I know what I'm doing. Honey, girlfriend.
So we're going to have a gang meeting at the Sheraton while we're there.
But you also.
But Bobby doesn't share, so I have to find my own.
Yeah.
But also on Monday night, I was at dinner and a friend of mine told me. This was a friend that I previously hooked up with.
Oh.
Yeah. This is the one that I got in trouble with because I fucked him on
the bed,
my marriage bed.
Oh, ew.
So that was we learned a new boundary. So we learned a new boundary.
Why were you hanging out with him?
Who's him? Yeah.
Why?
Oh, a while back I fucked. Before I knew the full extent of all the okay, parties and everything else. And this story is an example of what I've learned.
Okay,
since.
So we learned.
So you learn it, you live and you learn. But I learned that my friend got a really bad gastrointestinal illness after eating ass at an orgy.
Whoa, I'm so shocked.
I know. And this is the second.
That's why you don't eat ass at orgies.
This is the
honestly.
Second gay guy I know who's gotten. Well, actually, I don't even know if he was just blowing someone maybe and got it.
Oh, don't say that shit to me.
Actually, I don't think he ate ass.
Well, they probably were fucking somebody.
Well, when you put your dick in a dirty hole and then put that dick in someone else's mouth, that person.
This is why I like doing like group showers before hookups. I'm like, ooh, let's wash each other off.
There is nothing better than a shower first.
And then I'll suck your fucking dick.
Anyway, wow, and your husband's in the house. Okay.
I don't care.
So, New Orleans, gangbanging the Sheraton.
So he got some kind of disease.
He was in the hospital for a week.
Now, did he lose weight?
Oh, yeah.
He
lost over 10 pounds in less than a week, actually.
I mean, and he probably could have used it. Based on
and he learned a lesson, so it's worth it.
Yeah, don't put your mouth
on it. Time off work, weight lost, and you know the next time you go to an orgy, you don't do ass to mouth.
Honestly.
Anal to mouth is not good.
At gangbangs and group stuff, I'm just going to get sucked and watch. That's the extent
of
me.
Well, I'd rather put on a show.
Now, I could touch.
Oh, really?
I like doing like a little grab, like, ooh, you.
I'm just an exhibitionist, but.
I am too, and honestly, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I actually, speaking of like penises and mouths and stuff, I don't know if we ever really discussed this.
Yeah.
And maybe we have, but I just felt like I had to bring it up again. Just the expectation of what a penis is and then what really happens when you get in front of one.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating. It's very scary. It's very.
They kind of just, when the underwear comes down, it's a little like floppy doppy.
It is kind of like, and sometimes it's like a little skin like sticking on the head. Like it needs, like
yeah.
they're.
Extra, yeah, oh, yeah, it's still sticking. And the balls are sticking to the thigh. Like, and
but
really,
it's just different than what you think it's going to be for some reason.
It's usually worse.
I know.
It's almost always like, that's what we're dealing with. Okay, well, I mean, we're here already. Here we are. Let's just go ahead.
And
shove it in my mouth.
And honestly, and I was thinking about that portion of it, though. Then I'm thinking there's people like I know we've discussed this, but like,
yeah,
there's a special thing when it comes to sucking dick that if you can suck a dick and you like it, you're special.
Because they're out there. There's just like GHGB, like some type of glory hole. Someone came from Denver to here.
Yeah, I know.
He's in Columbus.
Twitter, yeah.
You know him.
Yeah, I've been there. I haven't.
I was like, tell me where. Yeah, I would. Oh, absolutely. I'd go and get
him. I think he's up the street because I see a picture of like all these cocks.
Oh, then he can absolutely. I'll let him film me getting sucked because he sucks a mean dick.
He does like that. Oh, yeah.
It's like.
But that's my question, though. Some people are just talented and can do that, where my jaw just doesn't work that way.
I have big teeth. I have dry mouth. I have chapped lips and a tight jaw. I can't suck dick like everyone else can suck. Okay? It's just not going to happen. I'm not a dick sucker. I'm sorry.
I try. I have a really good intention.
Yeah.
But then I'm like.
Like, you really are like.
You know what actually hurts me worse than anything?
What?
Is my neck. My head. Back of my head starts to get like a headache. And I'm like. Ugh. I'm like,
it's the same motion over and over. Yeah. Hold it still. And then go, because I don't want to do the rest.
It hurts my neck. I need to start taking Advil before I suck a dick.
This is our dick width limit. We have a width limit to ride this ride. You have to.
And then the teeth are in the way. It's maybe we should make a contraption that helps open the mouth and also block the teeth. And for a full dick sucking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like a.
Yeah, you could just be a carved out pumpkin.
Yeah, kind of like a carved out
microwave
pumpkin.
Microwave this pumpkin and. Oh, fuck it. How it would look.
Oh, God. It would be so bad. I'd be like, oh, my grandpa. Look
how skinny you are. Oh, you're so skinny.
Now, listen.
This made me think of something, though. Still the same size.
So, I went to the dentist. this week, last week.
That's funny. My husband's going like tomorrow.
And the dentist was a hot, young. I feel like he was maybe like still.
When they looked down my mouth,
there was something like, about him putting his big
hands. I'm just going to do a tongue cancer, oral cancer check. And they grab your tongue and move it around. I'm like.
Mine is when they like kind of like. And I can, I'm like, oh. And their hands are usually bigger than the dental hygienist. So then you're like,
always. This is a man. You're like, oh. Now that's a man's hand.
So then I got measured for a fucking mouth guard. Okay. And I don't know if you've been measured for a mouth guard recently.
It's dry as hell, that paste.
No, they don't do paste anymore.
What?
No. And it's better. What? They do this machine now that takes pictures of your individual teeth and they run it against it and they run and they're like, you're doing this.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dead ass.
And it's like this big. And they're like, this hot fucking 27-year-old comes in. He's like, all right, I'm going to do it. I was like, oh, no, you're fucking hot. He puts on those gloves. He starts shoving. He's like, this might hurt a little bit. Just, you know, bear with me. I was like, I'll bear with you. He had this thing in the back of my – who was like, I'll go on. And I was loving it secretly. I was like, this is so hot.
He's like, did you just pee yourself?
I just came.
You're like, no, I came.
I came right in my fucking pants. Anyway, that made me think of that.
Well, you made me think of like – I just realized, like, if the man of my dreams, and there are several of them, were to, like, wrestle me, and, like, I were to struggle, and then they, like, pinned me and started, like, choking me out or something, I'd probably...
You're choking.
I'd be pre-coming at a minimum, like, for sure.
Right. I'd be
There's several of them. I was thinking, like, I wish some of them tonight would be doing it to me, but...
Well...
Because he's done it before, but he probably won't do it tonight, but... Hey.
So, I...
Me describing blowjobs, though, that's going to be a little real.
I like that. That's a real. Oh, when I'm dry. My mouth is dry. That was a full real.
I didn't even think of it. I was like, yes.
I was like, this is gold. I want you to talk about this cardinal situation. I'm skipping the next one because I have that as actually...
So... I don't actually know the full story.
Okay.
But basically, I'm going to tell you the truth because we have to talk about Pope Francis anyways.
Right. Let's just get there.
Let's just fucking do it. So one thing, Pope Francis is on a rampage. I actually fully feel like if the other cardinals weren't there, he would just be like, you know what?
Everyone's gay.
This shit. We're going to modernize the church.
Because it's the only thing you can do at this point is you're losing people.
Yeah, like it's losing people. So why don't you just go ahead and modernize it? But they're afraid. And then, you know, the bigots. So one of these cardinals was embezzling like millions of dollars in the Vatican. Of course they
were. Probably fucking boys, too.
So the Pope, like, got rid of him.
Good.
Which is actually, like, surprising because, you know, once you're a cardinal, it's like you're protected.
Yeah, once you're a cardinal, you're...
Not under this Pope.
Because if you're a cardinal, you could become the Pope, right?
Well, and that's what I think. I'm, like, fingers crossed. Like, I don't follow it closely because I don't really give a fuck ultimately. But it's, like, fun to follow. The current cardinals pick the next pope, but when you're pope, you get to appoint cardinals, okay? And you can other cardinals retire during your time because they're old.
Yeah.
So like, and you can also remove cardinals, which he has removed certain cardinals. There was a cardinal who was criticizing him too much and was too conservative, and Pope Francis was like, you're no longer a cardinal, so he doesn't get to pick the next pope. And so that's what I'm kind of wondering.
It's like God's working in mysterious ways.
It's like, oh, he's God's man on earth. But he gets to pick the people
who
pick the next one.
Man on earth.
So when he dies or retires,
I'm sorry. It's
literally,
the gayest.
I know.
If you watch
it,
it's so gay. They're like,
what's gonna be
marble floor?
Oh, we've got a white smoke signal from the tower.
It's the gayest
They've
shit.
Picked the next pope. Let's put all these cardinals in a little room together.
Only homos would come up with
a smoke thing.
Okay?
Put them in the Sistine Chapel and see what happens.
Let's make some drama. Let's just do some black smoke tonight.
Oh, it's black. Oh no, they have to go back in the Sistine Chapel.
And it's like.
It's so gay.
It's dramatic.
Like,
it's
the entire
so gay.
Catholic Church is gay.
It's gay.
But that's leading into this. Now, the Pope says that priests can bless same-sex unions. Now, it can't be
can
like...
Can or they must?
No, can. Right.
Okay,
can.
So
you have to find a
to.
Priest who agrees to it,
I guess. And that'll be like...
And you also can't do it during a ceremony, so it can't resemble
marriage.
It can't resemble marriage. So it's like, you have to go get gay married somewhere else. Then you come to the priest, like... In a small gathering, or probably not even a gathering, like probably in private, and get blessed by a priest. I'm not really sure why you'd want it, but for those crazy Catholic gays who are really interested, the Pope has allowed you to be blessed.
I'll pass. Hard pass.
Yeah, I don't feel the need for that.
I don't need to.
I haven't felt the need for it in a very long time.
Honestly, leaving the Catholic Church might have been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
To probably everyone who's ever left it.
It's horrifying. And now you want to pretend like we aren't, like, I mean, again,
the levels of control that they have are just
But do you really believe the Pope is the man that has all the power? Like, if the Pope told you don't vote for Trump, would you not vote for Trump?
No, they would. Yeah, right.
You still would.
That's why, like, they believe in doctrine, but I'm saying...
Until it's against what they...
There is a doctrine of papal infallibility. Papal infallibility.
Yeah.
Which means when he is speaking on doctrine or the teachings of the church, the core beliefs, what he says is infallible. So he could come out and say, you know what? The sacrament of marriage should be open to all couples. And he could make it an infallibility and say that you have to believe that to be Catholic.
Sick of like white.
Right. Man. It's really boring. The European politics things and mixed with religion, it's boring.
It's just boring.
It's old. We don't need it. And that's why the numbers are dwindling. And that's why we don't give
That's why you're like, oh, the gays can come back. We need their money. No.
They would love it.
Oh, that's what they want. They want
like,
money.
Come gentrify this trashy church.
Literally.
We already do it to all the neighborhoods around every city, but now they want us to do it to their religions.
We do it until the straights infiltrate us, and then we're like, okay, you can have it back, and they ruin it, and then we come back and save it.
No, they're actively ruining the Short North.
Yeah, the Short North.
It's like you have Town Hall, you have Axis and Union run by a Republican. Now, where Melt was, it's going to be a DraftKings place.
I saw that.
And then you have Parlay down the street. It's all gambling. It's all straight people's shit.
Did you know they're trying
to do? It's ruined.
You know what they're trying to do now, too? They're passing the student council. The city council is trying to pass an Adora that's all-time permanent so you can drink and walk down the street.
They've ruined
They're spreading it out, too. Not just the Reno District. It's all over Short North, all in the Italian Village. You can walk and drink.
I'm going to love it.
From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
It's going to be a disaster. Do you know how many people we have down there who are
unhoused currently?
Can you imagine if you can just drink at all times anywhere down there? Like,
hi!
The anger is going to bubble over. The fights.
The gays are going to be all over the place.
The gays are going to be murdered.
And this is why I made a silly comment to you, but like, I am in a lifestyle change because I'm kind of over it.
You're not going down there.
I'm kind of over it. I'm kind of over it because everybody wants to
You're
do food.
You're going down to the local pub.
Drinking.
You're going to leave at 8 p.m. to go home to go to bed. You're at
that
age.
I'm not going to the pub. I want to go home
and
eat healthy.
You have to have a local pub. Oh, healthy. No, it's healthy. I had a small thing of mac and cheese. It's like.
Okay, but that honestly was like my treat.
He's trying to lose weight, but he needs treats.
Bitch, I only had one hot dog. I usually have three.
So the healthy meal was hot dog and mac and cheese.
No, that was that was my cheat meal. Whatever, bitch. I was testing it for New Orleans. I actually really was.
No, I'm not really throwing shade, by the way, because when I did WeGoV, I was like, I didn't eat all day. That means I can have pizza. And so I'd have two pieces of pizza.
And then you're like,
I'd be like, I'm so full. Yeah. Oh, I had two pieces of pizza.
The full feeling is a real feeling.
It's so good.
It's like in the bottom of your gut. And you're like.
It is so good, though.
I know.
Like, I love being skinny.
Everyone needs to be on it. But I wish there was like a place you could go with like we're going to have to just split dishes.
Okay. You know, I just thought of like, we're going to get like roasted for this by Gummy Bear Drop 420.
Fuck
but
you,
like,
Gummy Bear Drop 20, by the way, or whatever.
I know. We love you, but we hate you, but we love you.
Yeah. You're like our worst enemy, but you're also
you
our
know, like
friend.
HRH yelling like that girl who's like so scary Republican, but she like, I think she lives in like Chicago suburbs or something.
Is it the one that
she went and just screams all of a sudden? She's like, ah! She just, you don't know.
No.
You know who I'm talking about. I've sent you so many memes of her.
Oh, yeah.
Very strongly Republican.
She's like, I don't fucking care. Or she's like, okay, you fucking losers. Is
she
that the one?
Says things about fat people all the time. She's awful.
It's really weird. When I drink alcohol now, I'm dizzy too, by the way.
Yeah, that girl. Yeah, yeah.
Like at around 3 right now. Why are you hungry at 3? You fat pig. We don't snack. You fat ass. So I go get a Diet Coke.
I cannot.
I have a very shitty personality, and I could get a man over 99.9% of you any day of the week and have them marry me tomorrow. That's the truth. We've already done this.
I just love that she's so unhinged and psychotic.
Yeah.
But she's funny and she knows it.
But it's like the things that she talks about is she's like, the reason you guys are so unhappy and all they, them, and everything is because you're fat. She's like, if you guys were skinny, you would not be like this.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think that actually is a really good point. Because if you notice, a lot of they-thems are chubby. Sorry,
no,
I said
I'm
it.
Not. Wait.
Fucking liar! Okay. So, anyway, fucking liar!
When people say it's their first meal of the day at 4 p.m.
Well.
I wish you'd find one because some of them.
I have the best thing to show you, too.
So many more things, but I just think that being aware of yourself... Like being self-aware, okay? And not thinking that you are better than the next person is really important because, bitch, you're not. Like, we are not better than the next person. Like, everyone has Do you see what I mean? And you're disgusting if you do any of those things. You're absolutely disgusting if you do any of those things.
Okay. This girl is
sorry. But like her comments about fats, it's so funny. Like
I love it.
I don't love it because she's toxic, but I'm just saying it's out there for people who need a little chuckle. If you want to pretend
a little chuckle,
if you like fat phobia, it's out there.
Fat and transphobia, just watch this girl. And she's from Chicago.
Her and her husband were at like the 2020 election watch party for Trump, of course.
But I can't decide if it's the act though.
I don't
think part of it. I kind of
like she smokes cigarettes and like looks pretty all the time.
I really
has a makeup line, and
but I feel like
goes from Florida to like the suburbs of Chicago.
I feel like she might be faking.
Well, she is friends with gay people. That's why I'm kind of like
I feel like it could be like she's like the ultimate troll. Because you know, there's some reporters that are like, yeah, fuck Trump, but like
literally,
well, the one guys that are like they like say what they're, yeah. Okay, we have an email this week. Go ahead and read it.
All right, listener email. The subject is confused feelings in a new relationship. We've all been there.
Yep.
Hi, Bobby and Jim. I'm Alex, and I've recently started a new relationship. It's my first serious one, but there's a complication. I keep thinking about a former coworker. We were close, often chatting over at work.
I am at work.
Chatting over, I'm at work.
I am. Instant messenger.
Mean? Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm old. We were close, often chatting over, I am at work. One night, things got a bit physical. He grabbed me in a way that felt more than friendly.
Oh.
We were both drunk, and it seemed like we might kiss, but I held back to not ruin our friendship. First mistake. Now, in my current relationship, these memories keep resurfacing, and I'm not sure what to make of them. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Best, Alex.
Sounds like
you have some exploring to do. Alex, what are you doing? Do you mean he grabbed you and then you thought it might lead to a kiss, but you held back? Why is this a fantasy? Why did you
hold
back?
How long ago was this? And how long have you been in your new relationship? Because all these things matter. And these are things that we need details on because honestly,
I'm done with people holding back. People need to stop holding back. We have one life. You will look back in 10 years at this moment and go, I fucked up. There are so many moments in my life I look back and say, why did I hold back there? I should have just gone in for the kiss. I should have just fucked
him. Just grab that dick.
I should have gotten fucked in the car, in the backseat, in front of my house. I should have done these things because now I'm at a point in my life where that's not going to happen.
You're old.
These situations aren't going to arise because soon you're going to be with this boring person you just met. New relationship energy.
Honestly, it didn't sound like there's much new relationship energy
doesn't.
There.
It sounds like just another twink you
sounds
met on
like
Grindr.
You have a really and
this
I honestly
guy
have
at
crushes.
Work.
Like I get it, but
we
like,
all have crushes, but go for them. Just
yeah,
because that feeling does not. You're not going to find it that often.
Alex, you either need to go for it and get a hold of this guy, or you need to move on. But you can't play this game with a new guy because it's not fair either.
Yeah, the new guy is not going to realize that you're totally not invested.
You're like, oh, I'm fucking
Dave at
work.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe you are invested in the new thing, but maybe you can be invested in the new thing and also still have fun at work. You see what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying?
Why is it an either or situation? You need to discuss this with your new partner because it shouldn't be either or. It should be all of the above.
Period.
So that's my little treatise,
Alex,
on open relationships.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
What do you think?
You've
had that feeling many times at work.
Yeah.
I have too, and I've acted on it, and I don't regret it.
I haven't acted on
it,
and I don't regret it either.
At least twice I've had situations at work where I've gotten to see the other person's dick, and I don't regret it.
Literally. Now, I have a couple things I want to show you. The first one is we have a gay villain. I mean, we just do. And we know who he is.
George Santos?
Yes.
Yeah, it's him. It's always him.
Gen Z loves Trump.
Define love.
They love Trump. He's an icon. Gen Z loves Trump.
Could you say icon again? Who in Congress could you beat in a lip sync battle?
All of them.
What song would you do?
I will survive.
Would you rather shoplift from Sephora or Ulta?
Neither. I don't do petty crimes.
White collar. Can I list civil rights icons and you tell me what they mean to you? Marsha P. Johnson.
Very respectful, honorable person.
Respectful and honorable about what?
On all the stances and all the work.
You don't know her.
Yeah, I do.
James Baldwin.
Huh?
James Baldwin.
Who the hell is James Baldwin?
Bowen Yang doing an impression of you on SNL.
I think he deserves an EGOT.
Nicki Minaj.
Queen.
Are you a Nicki fan?
Yeah.
Prove it. Pull up in the monster automobile.
Gangsta with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka.
Can you also say that you're an icon?
I know, you're the icon.
No, you're the
no,
icon.
You're the
no,
icon.
You icon.
You're iconic.
Icon.
Icon girl. Girl boss.
But no, say icon again.
Icon.
You con. Is it safe to say you didn't come to the Capitol to make friends?
I wasn't there to play nice. I was there to expose the rot and corruption, and I did. And I'm going to continue to do it. Republicans and Democrats alike. Swampy, slimy people selling this country down a river.
Who else in Congress is committing fraud?
They're all frauds.
Name them. Can I name them and you just wink if
Go ahead!
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No.
Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz.
No.
Bob Menendez.
Gold Bar Menendez?
Dan Goldman.
He doesn't pay his rent. Dan is owing $180,000 worth of rent right now on his $45,000 monthly rent, which is what most Americans make a year.
And do you plan to adopt black?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. Especially because I can probably make a black baby on my own, granted my dad, so, and my entire dad's family, because I'm biracial. I'm not a politician.
And I feel like you're lying to me.
I'm not a politician. I hate politicking.
In the words of Lady Gaga, you live for the applause. Are you like Tinkerbell? If we stopped clapping, would you disappear?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
What could we do to get you to go away?
Stop inviting me to your gigs. Mm.
So no Dancing with the Stars?
No.
No RuPaul's Drag Race?
I haven't got that invite yet. I'd love to go read a
The lesson is to stop inviting you places.
But you can't. Because people want the content.
This is
we
a
have
villain.
A new gay villain, and I'm
it's
kind
a true
of living
villain.
For
it's
it.
Like someone that you would hate in your life.
I mean, the
hate
shit
in
he
your
says
life.
About, oh my God, did you see? Have you seen it?
And the people thing? He's best friends with. He's best friends with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hello? Like, does that not?
He's a con.
No idea.
He's a villain.
He's a villain, but that's why we're all like, we love villains.
We love villains, and I'm
they
into it.
They do entire
it.
Like TV I'm series and it. Movies about the villain now, like Maleficent.
Like, I want to get the villain on the show.
Behind every
I
would, villain, there's a real person that's hurt. Oh.
Speaking of, it's probably coming to Mary.
Speaking
now.
Of villains, there's no. Oh, no, that's police racing down Main Street.
Happens often. But this brings me to another point, and we have a lot of gay villains, and there's a new gay villain in the White, well, not in the White House, in the Capitol.
In the Capitol. I love this.
Mr.
Aiden.
Aiden. I don't know how to say his
Aiden's
last name.
Aiden's got a beautiful hole, and I would fuck him anywhere.
Whoever was fucking him, have you seen the...
It was a big dick.
Okay. You saw that
night. He's hot, too. Like,
but I'm trying...
He's. Oh, you haven't seen the picture of the top?
The top? No.
It's out
the top,
there. Like, it's out there
is
now.
He like, I was hoping he was going to be like a senator.
Kind of. Nope. Oh.
I'll look for it.
You know, he's hot. He's your average looking glasses and beard guy.
Okay. So typical white guy, but with a big dick.
Really big.
So Aiden, really big.
Aiden took one thick. For the country there.
Honestly, in the for the country in the country.
I really don't care. Like, there's all these self-righteous gays out there posting things like, we did not need a spotlight on us right before an election. And, you know, they're passing laws and this just gives them more fuel for the fire. I'm like, they were passing the laws without, like, they don't give a fuck about
Hi,
us.
Hi, see Stormy
they
Daniels and pissing and
right.
all this shit. Like, girl.
Grab them by the pussy.
They don't
the
care.
The people don't care. They don't give a fuck about what we do. We should be fucking in the Senate. We should be fucking in the White House.
We should be fucking shit up. Fuck up around
Joe
and find
Biden's
out.
Getting pegged by Jill. We don't get Dr. Jill.
Dr. Jill. Don't show,
but we
show
don't,
respect.
They don't care. We don't care. I just think it's dumb that this is such a story.
I think it's interesting, like, though, because it is kind of like a slap in the face to all the Republicans.
It
like,
is. Like, yeah, we're fucking there. Hi. We've all, but the thing is we've always fucked there. J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh.
There's all of these people.
Fellow
who are,
Travelers, babe. You got to watch that series. I cried.
I really do. I saw a scene.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, don't make me cry, though.
No,
okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
But like that,
I get
that
it.
Time, Washington's been very controversial with the gays because the gays actually run a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't understand.
R.E. Lindsey Graham.
R.E.
All of them.
Yeah.
Mike Pence. There's a lot of gay guys in Washington running things and fucking in the Senate chambers.
But then
it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, no.
I don't get it. I'm like, this is what you're worried about. Not when they pass laws that actively harm everyone in this country.
Right.
You're worried about the bottom taking dick there.
You're like, this is absolutely like, blasphemy. It's right. Like, well, what happened about that bill that just passed?
Like, remember
that?
When they cut food benefits for children and poor people? Like,
you
weren't worried about that. But someone getting fucked in there, that's a problem.
That's a fucking problem.
So I'm over it. It's self-righteousness.
Fuck me
I don't
in Congress,
give a fuck.
Daddy. Like,
I don't
honestly,
give a fuck.
Fuck me in Congress.
Like, we don't give a fuck. It's just like that teen that stood up in Florida and said he didn't care about that. You remember that Ziegler girl
yes,
who started Moms
it
for Liberty
was so good.
And her husband
I have it
and her were
going to
have a threesome. And then her husband apparently raped the girl they were going to have a threesome with.
He's
so
like,
And that teen stood up and said, like, we don't hate you and think you should be fired for having a threesome. We don't give a fuck about your threesome.
Bridget, our first ever interaction was when you retweeted a hate article about me from The Nationalist while I was a Sarasota County school student. You are a reminder that some people view politics as a service to others, while some view it as an opportunity for themselves. On this board, you have spent public funds that could have been used to increase teacher pay, to change our district lines for political gain, remove books from schools, target trans and queer children, erase Black history, and elevate your political career, all while sending your children to private schools because you do not believe in the public school system that you've been leading. My question is, why doesn't an elected official using our money to harm our students and our teachers for her gain seem to matter as much to us as her having a threesome does? Bridget Ziegler, you do not deserve to be on the Sarasota County School Board, but you do not deserve to be removed from it for having a threesome. That defeats the lesson we've been trying to teach you, which is that a politician's job is to serve their community, not to police personal lives. So, to be extra clear, Bridget, you deserve to be fired from your job because you are terrible at your job, not because you had sex with a woman.
Just like no one really cared
it's
about
your nasty
Bill
policies.
Clinton getting a blowjob. Like
he I was love it. That
he was impeached
so
over that.
Upset.
I'm like, so the same men who are cheating on their wives currently are impeaching a president for getting a blowjob.
Their secretary, like,
right?
For my, like, I can't.
We don't care about the sex stuff. We care about what you do to people and the laws you pass.
But it's really funny how sex will then all of a sudden incriminate somebody, and it's like, oh my god! And it's like, wait a second, this guy's been a
staffer
piece
was this?
Of shit for so long,
right?
And again, though, the weird thing is that I just don't feel like if Trump was caught getting fucking, I don't think they would care.
No one would care.
Speaking of, I not to like change it completely, but there
you are.
Also something that out of Washington, it's moms for, have you seen this commercial?
No.
Oh my fucking God. My jaw dropped.
Honey, my jaw is dropping.
Okay, here's the commercial.
Democracy just released a brand new ad on gun violence. And
oh,
it's
wait.
Fantastic. It's very powerful stuff. Take a look at it.
Watch this.
Also, he's pink. Dark-haired pink.
Watch.
The number.
Read it out loud.
The number one killer of children in the United States is not drowning or car wrecks or cancer.
My thoughts and prayers are with you.
My thoughts and prayers are with you. There it is.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts.
Prayers.
Thoughts and prayers!
The number one killer of children in the U.S. is gun violence. Thoughts and prayers are meaningless when you can act.
So basically the whole video for our, obviously our listeners
it's
is
so,
there's a
honestly,
kid that falls into the pool and the mom runs out and can't do anything because obviously like kids who are getting killed by guns, the moms can't do anything.
No.
So she's sitting there upset,
school,
like praying to God, like, please God, please don't let it be my kid.
Thoughts and prayers.
And everybody's like, thoughts and prayers, honey, doing their life, living their lives right there in the hot tub. Nobody's saving the kid though.
And this is like, when you look at other people will say, well, you can't do anything. There's already so many guns out there. We can't do anything. No, you can because the UK did it in the 80s and 90s. Australia did it as well. Australia forced people to bring their guns in to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And now they don't have gun violence. They literally do not. They don't have school shootings. They don't have shootings in movie theaters. In Las Vegas at a concert, in a synagogue, in a church. I mean, we are
disgusting.
Able to be killed at any moment by one crazy person with a gun.
You want
to because
talk about
we allow
choice?
Guns? Yeah,
choice in this country. The choice is that we're not doing shit, and
that's the choice. The choice is we don't want to change our laws because our sacred constitution,
thoughts and prayers,
made by a bunch of slaveholding, women-hating men, white men with property holdings. In the 1700s, wrote this thing called the Second Amendment, and we must stand by what they wrote because it's freedom.
Proper training.
What the
proper
fuck?
Proper vetting, proper everything.
They're not following
it. And
honestly,
at this point, it's...
We have psychopaths walking into a Walmart buying an AR-15.
These
and then
gun shows, they don't even check ID or anything.
Anything.
It's the dumbest shit. You can go
but
on
it,
fucking...
But it's
you can
my
go on
God-given
Craigslist.
Right. It's
I bet you could go on...
God-given.
We should try to buy a gun. just to see
we don't
how
have
easy
to
it would
try.
Be.
We, I mean, literally, we don't have to try.
Like, I want to actually see.
You don't have to. You can walk into a Field and Stream and buy it. Cabela's. You walk
like if
in
I walked
and
said,
it.
Hey, I want an AK-47 because I want to shoot
some
deers.
They will sell it to you.
Oh, my God. I want to try it just for
it's
like
your God given right.
This is my second one. God damn it. Give me my motherfucking gun.
This is our country. We're like, this one is important to protect. We must protect our gun rights.
Now, speaking of like freedom of speech and freedom of
I have some things to say.
Yeah, we got to get into this controversy that you.
Okay, so there's a firestorm right now on gay Twitter, and I know you all know about it. You know that like meme format where there's a brick wall, usually gray, white. And then someone fills up little balloons that letters. Are like in the shape of letters and they spell out a phrase. Okay. So this phrase was on a wall with a little faggot standing next to it. An old faggot, actually. And it said, every city has a group of OnlyFans gays, but it said OF gays, who think they're local celebrities. And I cannot tell you how many posts I saw that were like, that's mean. How dare you? Oh, wow.
From all the creators.
Wow. From all the content creators who are
girl, you're just showing your hole.
You're showing your hole and jerking off.
Like you're masturbating on camera.
That 3-minute clip of you jerking off in the shower is not really life changing. It made you $3 a month. So I was at a party over this past weekend. It was a holiday party where all the local gays went. I mean, you would recognize most of them.
That's why I wasn't invited, probably.
It's, well, right. But it's one of those things where, like, I know their faces and I know their their alt Twitters and I know their OnlyFans handles.
Right. You know their hands based on just, like, seeing them
I know
jerking
their tattoos based on them jerking off. But I, when they came to the party, it was so clicky.
Was it a gaggle of like OnlyFans?
It was
gays?
Gaggle. There were three different gaggles actually. Where I was like, "Well, you two have an OnlyFans that I'm not subscribing to."
Was it Midwest Evan?
Some of them, and then some other of from the popular the girls who go to AWOL and have afties.
I'm
some
over of, I'll the sh-
you
shit.
Are, you've already seen some of their dicks,
girl.
And it's just like the way that they one group walked in. I'm talking to my husband and like this other person I know and her spouse, and we're just talking at a table having some snacks because like they host a really good party. It's Tobias and Wes Matthews, like
it's like the best party in the town.
I'm not saying best, I'm saying it's a great party. It's catered,
there's
all
cocaine
that.
On the table.
No just bathrooms. Oh god, not like that. No, they bring the people who come bring it, but they don't have that. And they one group walked in, and in the middle of me like telling a story, I hear people just screaming.
For what reason?
Because they saw someone that they recognized.
Stop.
So, yeah. So all the collabs that haven't happened yet, the collabs are happening. And it just made me remember that little meme. So I have some questions. I'm like, how much are these local gays making? Because they still lead, from what we can tell on social media, really shitty lives. They're still posting things that are very cringe. And they're still only charging like $4.99 a month to see pictures of them on their bed in a jockstrap.
Now, this one is the one that got me this week. And I actually screenshot it.
Let's see it. Okay.
It says, hi, babe. Welcome home from work. And it's him in his jock and his jeans.
And a big fat ass.
Girl, we know you're not waiting home for this. Okay, first of all.
First of all, no one's walking into the house going... Yay.
I mean, he's hot. I'll give him that. Yeah,
you can.
Ew. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's supposed to be hot. That's supposed to be hot.
So
I mean, it may be to some people.
I don't know why you're looking at them as celebrities, though. They're just on Twitter naked.
But like, they act like local celebrities because when you even say, when you say hi to them, which I did, I tried. I started to say hi to someone that I recognized. It's a local Columbus gay who I know has an OnlyFans. And I was just like, oh, hi, how are you? And... what's this?
So I wrote Jark. Do you know Jark?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote him and I said, hey, would you be interested in a project I'm trying to do? Be you and 12 of your favorite content creators in the area to film. So like I was trying to do Hump Festival, right?
Right. Like a normal creative thing.
Hi. Thanks for offering, but I'm not interested. Good luck with your search and video.
Do you want to know?
Girl. First
these
of all,
people get no traffic. Like they are not making more than $30 a month.
Now,
I'm telling you.
I will say, I did some research after you gave me your bullet points. The average OnlyFans creator can vary widely. So you got to imagine there's people that make millions and that make $2.
Now, and I want you to also keep in mind that the data might be based on straight people.
Well, this
because some women are doing very well for the straight guys.
I've specifically
the gays.
I tried to research male.
Yeah, they're...
averages approximately $2,000 a month, but it differs significantly based on the various factors. So basically, you have people who are making $1 million and people are making $2, and right in the middle of that 2,000, basically.
That's the average.
I always go to their. Do you ever go to their pages and see how many likes or whatever they have? I mean,
18.
Stop.
No, those people.
No, uh-huh. I thought you had like thousands.
No, they don't have thousands. That's what I'm saying.
Well, who's going to pay
that's
for
my point?
Why are you going to pay for the milk when you can have? What is it called?
Why pay for the milk when you can have the cow for free?
Right. Like, I'm going on your Twitter and seeing your asshole already. Don't need it. Don't need to pay to watch you go.
Literally, there's like 20 minute videos of every single one of these creators getting fucked on Twitter for free. I don't know why anyone would pay to see more. Like, they're not posting better things. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and the other thing is, which I've done, and I'll admit to.
Oh, it's fine.
I will subscribe for a month and turn
right
off
away
the renewal.
Right away.
Right away. So I pay
you see.
$4 to $5. I see what I need to see for their
why
past
would I continue
year and a half.
Subscribe?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's
I'm good.
That's not worth continually paying a monthly fee
to
for
me. It needs to right be more like
it's not fun.
Honestly,
sorry,
the best OnlyFans for me would be like if we went up to Ohio State and got people to show their dicks and jerk off. Like, and every single video was a different guy.
Now that is worth paying
that's
for.
Worth paying
that's
for
worth paying
and
for.
And that actually could be done through OnlyFans, technically.
And we could do I that think and submit all of the monthly revenue directly to those young guys just to say,
right,
hey, if you ever want to come back
and suck it.
Yeah. So that's my feeling about, I feel like OnlyFans. But my other question is, what is it about Gen Z and younger millennials who really think that they are porn material?
Because I have the answer.
Because we are getting a whole lot of very, very average looking guys. And I can already see the comments being like, you're an average looking guy. I know
right
I am. I don't give a fuck. I might be less than average.
I'm not average.
I still don't give a fuck.
It's fine.
I'm trying to figure out, though, why they all think that if they show their dick, they're going to get clout.
Here's,
these people don't
I have
look good.
Such an answer for
these
you.
These people don't look
I have
good.
Such an
okay
answer for
let's
you
hear it.
These people are the guys that go around and when they're in clothes and they're the horse face comes at you and you're like, whoa, nay. You're
yeah,
like, don't want to see your face. Like, mm-hmm. But they happen to have a big cock and it's pretty. So what they do is they use the big cock and try to use it as an advantage. So then they get attention okay that they don't get in real life because they're not that great personality wise. They're not that great in their face. There's something else wrong.
Remember,
with them.
Remember
about
the
four rules
things.
Yep.
Face, personality, body, cock. You can't,
you
have,
can't
all
have all
four.
Of them.
We know the Columbus
people,
the Columbus
yeah
OnlyFans gays, they don't have even
they don't
three
have personality,
of them.
Honestly.
They have two of four.
They have a cock.
They have two of four.
Some of them are cute. Others,
like
not
I said,
so much.
Two of four.
There's
it's
one
a
that
50,
I'm thinking in particular that I'm like,
coin toss.
Great cock. That horse face?
The horse face?
No. And that's my answer, though.
Keep it in the stable, honey.
This is
keep
why.
Keep it in the stable.
Because we're in a generation of like
yeah
social media.
They don't
and
get
oh
it
my God, oh my God, oh my God. So what they do is they're getting attention because of their dicks, not because of their personality or their face. So then they, which, I mean, whatever. I mean, do
no,
what you got to do.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Good
do what
for
you. Do.
You. Now, but I know in 10 years, you don't have a retirement plan. You don't have a 401k. You have nothing going for you in life. But
that's what's sad
but
to me.
You had a. You had a booming OnlyFans business.
When you were 23.
$30 like, a month you're bringing in.
Now.
And then you're answering phones for some other collection agency or nationwide. Like,
you know, a lot of gays
not
do
a career
that, by the way.
It's not a career. Oh, do I know?
Like, I know a lot of rich gays that do like
tele-something, right.
Like they hire like.
Yeah. It's
a scam.
It's sad. It's sad.
We should do it. But. Yeah, OnlyFans, I mean, I would do it. And I think the thing is that if you're, I think I could get away with it and make money only because.
A little flicky flick.
Because I'm a novelty. I'm not normal. I'm not your typical guy.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're period really not.
I'm really not. And
you're
I'm never,
really not.
I'm not.
You're not.
I never will be. When you're 6'5" and a size 15 foot, honey, I should be selling my socks, my dirty socks to people. If you want to buy my socks.
I have holes in my socks.
Well, they can.
Why do you think I have two different types of socks on right now?
You know what's crazy is I'm having a real struggle with socks lately.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you struggle with socks?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't find a fucking pair.
Nope.
I lose them all the time.
I'm having a sock struggle. And I sent a meme to my husband because I asked Santa.
What you,
I asked Santa,
Santa
for socks
yeah,
and
that's
underwear.
What I kind of want
is this
to
bad? Did you ask officially?
I want, but here's what
on
I
my list
for,
socks and underwear.
But I'm kind of a con. I asked for strictly Bombas.
That's not a con.
They're so expensive.
Wait, should I have done that?
Yeah, probably, because the Bombas are the best.
My husband just went sock shopping yesterday.
It was probably Hanes. And it's fine.
No, I get Dickies. Homage.
Oh, that's probably just as well.
Honey, feel these.
I didn't know that
Feel these right now. Feel this.
Oh, yeah. That's like Bamba.
These are 2 years old. Yeah, feel them.
That's like Bamba.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know you get some homage.
Homage. These socks are... Feel these. Feel these.
Is it these them too?
Grab them here.
Oh, fuck.
They're thinner, these pair, but yeah, these. They're soft. Are they soft?
Yeah. They feel like Bambas.
And they're 2 to 3 years old. I know. I've never had a Bamba. You're like, have you ever had a Bamba?
No, have you ever had a Bamba sock? Girl.
Bamba.
Once you have a Bamba, you never want to go back.
Okay, is this true?
I'm not kidding. We have a, it wait. Feels like there's like you're
no,
walking
No, we have
on...
a Bonobos on High Street. I was like, do we have a Bamba nearby? No, but... Now, are you having that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
You want a sip?
Yeah.
Oh, just because I'm
you're
acting
going
like
really
a standard,
no,
standard
you're not.
Adult now.
No, you're not. You're acting like this a teetotaler. You're acting like a teetotaler. Are you a teetotaler? Tell the truth.
I was feeling a little nauseous a little bit ago.
He's a teetotaler.
So...
Well, this is going to be like when I try red meat for the first time. I'm going to get an upset stomach.
I want to say one other thing.
Go ahead. Let it all out.
Okay. I have a new coworker again. And again, it goes back to
lots of instability in this place. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the replacement of
me. Oh, good. So you hired another welfare queen.
Welfare queen? No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is like a direct... we're parallel with each other. I work. It's like the one that I thought
parallel.
Was hot. The one that I thought was hot.
Left.
Left. So
this
he is
left.
New one.
So you got to have a new one. Okay.
Same initials, not the same look.
Oh no.
At all.
Oh,
I don't
I'm
know.
Sorry.
I don't know how to read it. But
oh,
I
I'm sorry.
Have
that
all
sucks.
Of a sudden though, gone back into the closet, and I just really can't. And my sundry also fucking nails this shit on the head. But I just like I don't like. The pomp and circumstance of a new person coming in, and it's like, so where'd you go to school? Oh,
where are you from?
Do you have a wife?
Where are you born, kids?
How are your kids? Oh, you don't have a wife? Oh, I don't want to come out.
Oh,
any
you're a
fucking
faggot.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like
yeah,
and I work
am.
In an industry that is not
a lot of faggots.
A lot of faggots.
Not a lot of faggots.
At least on the surface. Now, within the, I'm sure there's a lot of sucking dick, but
actually, especially within the packing and shipping department.
Oh, fuck.
They're back there packing and shipping.
Or packing and shipping something.
Shipping that load.
So I just wanted to discuss again, and I don't know, like, I'm just so annoyed.
I think you're bad at coming out is the real thing here. Like, we're blaming everyone else but you.
Do you think it's
you're
me?
You're bad at coming out.
I am. I'm yeah. uncomfortable.
Now I throw.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'm on. Maybe
unaware.
I'm
on a lot. You're homophobic.
Phobic.
No, you're homophobic. At work now, I throw around husband in everyone's face. I'm like, and my husband.
I mean,
I'm literally like, oh, and my husband worked for the railroad.
I mean, let's get honest.
And people
if
are like,
walking,
what?
If people just looked at us, don't even say a word. Who would be the gay one? You. I mean, you do
I love hot
this
dads. I love hot. You're just old looking. I look like well, I love hot dads. Like I that's
I
clearly
wait.
Gay.
Okay. I can't wait till I'm so skinny that.
Honestly, oh, really? How skinny?
Skinnier than you.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
When you're gonna be like, oh, can we go get a taste?
No,
go, no,
you're gonna
I don't
always
eat.
You're always gonna look big.
Well, yeah, my body's
you're tall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
I'm always the skinny one. Just let me
I
be.
I don't know. Actually, you're kind of thick.
I am.
I like
know.
You're not little.
No, my upper body.
I think it's not a bad thing though.
From nipple to back fat, it's kind of thick. When I go,
when I was at the uh-huh. fuck, when I was at
yesterday,
the beach,
I was getting a shower and I lifted my arm up and looked from here
actually, I don't
to
know
here.
What's happening now.
There's like, so there's this problem behind the shoulder blade that it like,
fat
so,
patch.
So if this is my back from the top, from where
yeah,
the armpit
right
is, it goes.
Yeah. And it's like a little ball, like, blah.
No, it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little sack.
It's a saggy
like a fat. Fat fuck.
I was like,
yep.
I went like this.
That's
like
a chicken
like,
wing girl.
Fuck.
Now.
No, but it's not on my arm, but it's on the back. It's like
I know exactly what you're talking about because in the video.
Back
me,
rolls.
When I was going.
It was literally. It was back rolls.
Girl, if I was going to judge anyone,
I'd
judge you on that body where the shoulders should match them hips,
you,
but
you
they don't.
All
so.
Get a date.
Girl, you had rolls all over the place in the back. It was disgusting.
Back rolls.
When I was in Punta Cana, I was going
back rolls.
You could
yes.
see it shaking. And I'm like, ooh.
I know we have back fat.
Back rolls.
Neither one of us are ever going to be skinny, but
no,
I know what you mean.
But you know
I
mean.
Know what you mean.
Now
I know what you mean.
And
tell
yeah.
the truth. Are you good at coming out or not? You're not good.
I'm terrible. Terrible.
So how do you even do it? You're
well,
like, I have a partner of
well,
9 years.
Well, yeah. Kind
of
like
it's
I always like wait
well,
till
that's awkward.
I'm like, well,
you didn't tell me about someone that you've been with for 9 years until now, 3 months in. Huh? Bobby's a real maybe. Then they think you're shy about it. Then they're embarrassed for you.
Which
they're like, because you're not allowed to share it.
I just, again, my biggest thing is I want people to know me for me, not for my sexuality. I don't really care what you're doing. It's homophobic. I'm homophobic.
Yeah, you are actually like.
How do I get over this? Just tell them, by the way, I'm gay?
Yeah, because obviously a big part of your life, because your personality revolves around being homosexual. Like,
does
look
it?
Look at you.
Back roll.
I don't think my personality revolves around being homosexual.
Everything you send me is about homosexuals.
So you.
So, like, your whole life is coming home to your partner who's a man, sucking dick, watching, like, gay shows, having gay heroes and gay icons as your people, the music you like.
I don't like the
we're
gay
going
music.
To, we're going to gay ski week in Utah. Like, everything about us is very, very gay, but you're like, yeah, I happen to have lived with this man for 8 years. I don't know what he is
weird,
to me.
Like,
not really a husband or, like, a boyfriend, but he's, like, a partner.
I do suck his dick. Occasionally,
I'll take a dick if I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, and especially
it's
now.
Like, you are very, very gay. Like, you need to just release it out to everyone around you. You have a fucking, like, music note tattooed on your arm. Like, you're gay.
That's
like, honey.
Well,
and a peach.
I think the peach
and
is,
a peach.
Yeah, the peach is more gay.
Yeah, like, you're talking
and the
about.
The fact that I just did this.
You're yeah, bear. You just did this. That's a classic bear move.
To be honest with you, that's my look where I'm like.
That's a bear move.
Oh,
we're going down to the Sheraton to have a gangbang. Like, we're
yeah,
gay.
I'm
we're
like
gay.
Playing the whole New
we're
Orleans trip around dick.
Right.
I'm making gay shirts
like,
for New
you
Orleans.
You need to let your freak flag fly. And
I do, though.
You do. You're
I do,
gay.
But
you're
it's
gay
not in front
fuck.
Of the straight people, though.
You're like, I played basketball in high school.
Oh, I was on
Look
a,
at
I
me.
Played AAU and travel team baseball.
Hi, I'm a travel teamer. Hi. Oh,
He's
I'm from
like,
Georgia.
So you're a faggot. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, I was sucking dick when I was 10.
I really like team showers.
Honestly,
it's easier to get out all the dicks at once.
I never did. We never had to, and I never did.
What?
I never had a team shower.
I hate you right now. You were on a team sport, but you never did a team shower.
And I'm kind of sad about it now that I think about it. But in our school, the showers were like never used. Nobody showered.
When I was in college, I used to go to the rec center.
Because it was team showers.
Not because it was team showers. Well, it was group showers. Yeah, the showers were open. There's no stalls. And I would just go and pretend to shower for like 45.
I would get on my knees and pray.
45 minutes, I would be showering.
Because they'd leave and you didn't even know you were still
in there. People would come in and out and in and out. And I'm just like.
I just got here. Oh, I see that LA Fitness, babe.
I would go.
That.
Oh, I would go swimming and then go back to shower again and then go swimming.
And then go back in the sauna, then go shower again.
Uh-huh.
And then because nobody's watching. Most
no, no one knows.
Most people are like,
I go on the elliptical for 15 minutes and I go shower again. Then I'd go back to the
admitting something
back to the swimming pool and swim a lap.
Then
I'd
and then
go shower
out, go
again.
Shower.
I literally
oh,
saw.
We're so deprived.
No, but also touched. Like, there were
yeah,
times.
Oh, I jerked off in the fucking. I came in the sauna at LA Fitness, okay? Like,
you're
I literally.
So dirty.
Have came with another man. Like, we were like, oh, fuck you. And it's like, yep. And I'm like sweating, pouring. It's in my eyes because I'm
You're
like
I've been in 180 degrees
I'm
for
like,
the past.
I'm dizzy. I'm shaking. I'm like, I'm losing weight. Yeah. I had my foot sucked on.
In the sauna.
And in a steam room because the guy had a foot fetish. I never told you that, I don't think.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and you're not going to like it, but it's happening anyways. We are going to go to Club Columbus on a holiday
no,
weekend.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We're going to rent a room. We're
gonna
no, no, no.
Hey, fucking
listen here.
No.
You're bringing a backpack. We're renting a room. We're bringing mics. We're strapping up. We're recording. We're going to go find people, bring them back to the room that we rent. It's not expensive. It's cheap. Do a little interview. Go back out. Have some fun. Come back in. Interview. Yeah. I thought about it. I've been thinking about this for months.
This is one of his bits.
I've been thinking about this for months, but I'm like afraid to tell you, but I think it should happen because it's not expensive.
It would be good. Why don't we do it in New Orleans then?
No, because this is cheaper than a trip. We can do New Orleans and this.
No, but I'm saying like in New Orleans, go to a bathhouse.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
I would rather go where there's nobody that I know.
You're not.
I don't like it.
I hate to tell you, but you're not going to know anyone at this bathhouse either. Club Columbus, the people we know don't go there.
I've been around.
I've been there once. And the people who go there don't.
We've only been there once.
You've been there zero.
So. But I know how bathhouses work.
No, you don't. Anyways, do. Next topic. Wow.
I think
so
it's,
here we are in sundries already. Here we are in sundries.
Mine correlates with the last
you
conversation.
You got to go first. Because
okay,
you never
so
go first.
Today.
Today is the day.
I always go first.
Today is a day that lives in our memories.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. So. Another thing that I really can't stand, and I realize this today, is when people put up posts about other people. For example, Right. I read a post today about a retired person that was retiring, and there was a younger guy who was kind of douchey, and he's like,
the younger guy's retiring or the younger the guy's older posting guy, about the older guys? Yes. Okay.
When I first met Tim, he was this whole big fucking spiel about how great this person is and really just stroking his cock. And I'm thinking to myself, why? But I mean, okay, yeah. It's public for him.
Right.
But then it got me to thinking, I hate when there's like a new hire and they send an email and it's like, let me read my quote exactly.
Read the quote.
Mike and his wife, Stacy, have three boys and are around the ballpark on any given weekend day. I don't give a fuck who you're fucking. I don't give a fuck about
your kids. He's fucking Mike.
I don't.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, he's probably fucking Mike.
But I'm just saying, though, like,
have you ever felt the urge to write some?
No, this happens all the time, though. This happens all the time.
He's a real stand-up guy. I've been to church with him for the past 5 years, church. And he is. And I'm church. Like, so I'm supposed to believe that you're just friends, but you have to post this very public obituary about him. Like, no, I don't believe it.
Or even like,
I know what you're doing on
the
weekends.
Like, even like when I get an email and they're like, so-and-so's been promoted. He went to Loyola.
He went to LaToya University to learn how to snatch these
claws. He's got his master's in communication. His wife, Terry, loves to cook on the weekends while his kids frolic around at horse camp. It's like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. And that's why I'm waiting for my promotion, because what are you going to goddamn say? He didn't finish college. He's a faggot. And he's not eating and starving himself.
When you said, when I get my promotion, I just thought, when is that going to be?
I already have been promoted like 3 times.
Uh-huh. Right.
I have.
Oh, where's the soliloquy? Where's the little obituary?
Oh, right. I never been.
Where's the write-up?
Well, they don't want to write up about faggots.
Right.
But weird. I just can't come
is
out.
Is it because you never come out? And so they. Don't really know what to say.
No, my work knows.
Is it because you don't share your life with them?
No,
and they
totally
don't know what
do.
To say.
If you want to be honest, my boss said to me, I'm just going to say this.
Just go ahead and fucking say it. He's gone.
I was talking about a girl in a different location, and I was like, that bitch is going to get the fucking ops manager job. I said, she's got the wool pulled all over your fucking eyes. And my boss looks me dead in the eye with in there and goes, oh, so she's pulling a Bobby. First of all, I'm the most transparent person at work at this point. Like, to be honest with you, like, I tell stories
really,
about.
Truly. You just said you struggle with coming out.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm not transparent. And I'm not shady at work.
Right.
My work speaks for itself.
Oh, no. We're really having a therapy session here.
I love this. It pissed me off to a point where I was like,
other people think that you're pulling the wool over their eyes.
No,
revealing yourself.
Remember, my narcissistic boss.
Oh yeah, he's
narcissistic. So he's trying to pull me down.
I got his ice cream in the freezer. It's like, thank
you. Yeah, like, so anyway, he said that, and I was like, I go, really? I go, what made you say that? And he got beat red and left. I was like,
yeah, because he doesn't know what to say, because you called him out.
He's
a narcissist.
You are the one that's pulling the wool over everyone's eyes.
I got a pizza party and ice cream for you, and you guys all hate me. It's like, okay, like,
been promoted to the and his daughter's
like,
a lesbian. This is Bobby's Rampage. Let's skip ahead a little bit, and we're just not sure about ourselves, so we're going to turn to God. And if you turn to God, honestly, when you become a freak, you are a freak, period.
I think that's true. And I'll tell you why afterwards.
Okay. Your sundry is going to be interesting because I'm excited to hear it.
My sundry.
You just got so excited.
I think everyone listening knows
Hi, gay.
Because my sundry is, isn't it a treat and isn't it fun to sit by tables where a first date is happening? Every single time, I can just tell you right away from the outset, it's not going to work. I am listening to so many. Last night, I had an Indian straight guy talking to a white girl. And he's just like, no, this is not what I expect from my children. I will tell them when they are older, but definitely not right now. And she's going like, oh, okay, well, I was thinking that we would raise them this way. I mean, I would want my children to know, no, definitely not at 18. And she's like, okay, well.
Ooh, it's so cringe. First dates are so cringe. I'm sitting there
trying to, like, eat my side dishes. Like, what was that? I'm, like, leaning back, like,
Oh, girl.
Okay, I'm eating mac and cheese, okay. But how are you going to raise your children?
I mean.
And he's like, no, definitely cannot do this. They cannot have sex before the marriage. And it's like, so you're trying to date a white woman and you're coming from like Hindu
we
world.
We all know that you're not going to be able to marry her. So why are you
literally last night I was judging them. So I was like, why is this even a date? How did I was like, awkward. I want to ask little, Rajib, like, did his parents approve this date? Because
they didn't.
If they didn't, it's absolutely not going to work. And this is not racist. I just know so
not
many,
at all. We know Indians.
I know so many Indian boys who go on dates with white girls and it doesn't work. You know who I'm talking about. Our friend.
Oh, I don't even want to go there.
You don't even want to go there, but because you know, that's a whole other situation. But you know who I'm talking about.
150%.
And it was never going to work out. And she's. So I'm just saying, though, when you see a first date and you know it's not working, isn't it hard to look away? It's hard to look. You see the car crash. You see it happening.
You see the way they're like, sitting. They're like sitting like, different. They're like. Hey.
Oh, well, I just didn't think that God would want that.
Can you please pass me the butter?
It's literally like, last night, I was having panic attacks for the girl. Like, I felt so bad for her. I told my husband. Oh. I said, Matt, do you hear this behind me? He's like, not really.
Of course, he's not paying attention. No, I would have been all in.
Every bite was like.
No, you don't know.
No.
And she's probably why? So,
the second half of the date was absolute silence. It was just chewing sounds.
That's when you're like.
Yeah, I was like, I've got to go.
Out of the room.
I was like, but I had to listen. So my sundry is, if you're going on a first date and it's not going well in the first 15 minutes, like, don't make it last. Just call it. Just say. I'm not feeling well. I've got to go home. Like,
I don't think you do that. I think you
say it's not going to work out.
You know, I really appreciate the effort, and I really appreciate like
that we came out. I'm glad we both gave it a try.
For me, this is just not going to work, and I don't want to make it any more awkward than it already is.
No, we don't need to.
I'm going
to
go ahead I'll go ahead and pay my half.
Okay, that's bold.
And good night. To me. Now, if you're not comfortable with that, then just bow the fuck out like an Irish goodbye.
You can do that when you're the hot one.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know what it's like to I'm not like, have a good
imagine
date.
Imagine if you're not the hot one. Like, this poor Indian guy last night was when you're not the he hot, was
the
not.
Problem is, when you're the hot one, you don't ever have a bad date, really.
Well, I was going to say I've never been on a bad date. And I was going to say it's because I'm the hot one.
Well, and the only time that I wasn't
have you been on a hot date?
Oh, I'm the hot one.
Right.
But except for I got my heart broken by a hotter one. And that's where I was going to say.
Well, and that's why hot people should not be putting themselves in situations where they're not the hot one.
And they're not ready. Well, the other one was right. Yeah, you're right. It was bad.
But I still fall.
By that, I mean, sorry. Like, literally, we went on our first date and he sucked my dick in the parking lot. And this is somebody you would never have thought was gay. Just saying.
When you get touched, sucked, or kissed by someone who you don't expect to be gay.
Begging to suck my dick.
The night's over.
When I said, oh, no, not tonight. I said no because I wanted more. And then he fucked me. Not that night, but just in the future. And then I lost my virginity and I was like, oh, no. I'm a big old bottom.
Okay. I just went back to so many different memories at once.
It's great. It's so great.
Yeah. I don't like when I go on people. I don't like when I go on
dates.
And
when I come on people, it's just like
awkward. I don't like when I go on dates with people that are hotter than me. Like, it's really problematic.
Honestly, you need to be self-awareness.
I hate being the chaser. And you do too. You were in this case. You were chasing.
Honestly,
you were.
No. No.
Oh, really?
I was not chasing initially. And then I was like.
Full chasing.
No, I was not.
Full. Yeah, Bobby.
Literally, he begged.
Let's be real.
I swear to God, on my life. Oh, he loves it. Please. He fucked.
Okay.
And
that's been another episode of Training Rooms.
What is this podcast called? Again, just wanted to do a quick.
Did you have a sundry?
I already said it.
What was it?
The email thing. How like people like write the email. They're like, Mike went to Penn State University got his master's in sports management. It's like,
I forgot. I'm sorry. Totally forgot.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and repeat myself again. New Orleans, come visit us 17th through the 20th because the 21st, I'm leaving at 5 a.m. which is going to be insane.
Do you really? You're not going to sleep that night.
So here's what I'm.
No, you might, but I'm not.
Yeah. So the plan for me is when I get Wednesday, I need to have like a quick, no intermission or anything, but just I need to like get into the hotel room and have like a quick refresher.
Okay.
And then we go.
That sounds good.
We go big Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday, sure.
It's New Orleans, bitch.
Honey.
Just wait.
Hot men are coming out Friday and Saturday.
Well, yeah, Friday is going to be definitely
Friday. Big. Okay.
Saturday we might be
over to go out late.
Well, Saturday is going to be a day.
Okay, I like that.
And then we can end on a good note. And then, but I also am trying to think.
5 a.m.
Yeah, it's
going to be. Wait, now, is that the flight or when you have to wake up?
That's the flight. It's at 5:30 a.m. So.
You have to wake up at 3.
I know, so I'm not going to bed.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm not
going to
be.
We're going from bar to packing. I'll go home with you and pack. I'll help you.
I'll literally be fine. I'll probably pack before I go out. That way I know I'm ready. I'll probably be drunk as shit. I'll probably miss my flight. I might need to change it, honestly.
Okay.
But I don't want to come home at 9.
No. My flight is at like 9:30 or 10. So it's not that late. Nope. AM.
See, mine.
So mine's early. My 9:30 is early for me. I don't normally fly before 11.
I like the early flights. Now, I do want to kind of try to get on an earlier flight on Wednesday, but I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, you better.
Because I have a meeting that I'm in.
Because I'm getting it at like 1 p.m. and I'm about to like live my life.
Well, I'm going
to 11:30 a.m. Never mind. I'll be so tired. No, I'm getting there at 11 a.m., so I'll probably just like...
You'll go have a little Ben Gay.
I'll have my thing. I can nap until 5 or 6 p.m.
Oh, great. When you come in? Of course you're going to fucking nap.
Oh, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be like... Wednesday night's our big night. I'm like, okay, well, I'm napping before then.
No,
I'm ready to go get fucking hammered.
Well, you can kind of scope it out, but I'm going to tell you right now. I need you to understand where we're staying.
The ghetto. The ghetto.
I'm changing over to that other hotel that we looked at.
I was actually thinking about like
the nice suite one. It's still in the French Quarter. What do you
want? Well, I want to go to like the Four Seasons.
Can we just do it?
I can afford it. Yeah, well,
is it bad?
No.
What if he chips in?
Hold on.
If I chip in.
Where we're at is not bad. It's just that's not where we're going to be the whole time. You're going to get the experience of Bourbon Street right there, but you're going to be like, oh, let's go up to this village. You're going to get the whole experience. That's why we're staying there.
I'd rather get the experience elsewhere and then have fun in the Bourbon, but go back to the experience.
Oh, no. I don't want to stay off. No, but we're right by the gay bars.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I picked that.
We can stumble home.
We're literally 2 blocks from the gay bars. I'd rather than being like,
then we have to stumble
home. We're fine.
Home. Okay.
We'll be hoes.
I'm just worried I'm staying in the...
the ghetto!
I'm just telling
you're like it's like Times Square. You're going to love Bourbon Street.
No, it's like Times Square, but no, like...
It's like Vegas. I'm like... So we've listed 2 places I hate, and then that's where our hotel is.
Do you
like,
ever been to meanwhile, Savannah?
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm
trying to think of where it would be, like, comparable. Have you ever been... Okay, like, New York City, like Hell's Kitchen? Just know that going
we're
going
to have so much fun.
No, we're just going to be high and drunk, and we're just going to be like, hey... Honestly, the gay bars are 2 blocks away.
I hope I get beaten up.
But honestly, we just take an Uber out of Bourbon Street.
Yeah, we got to get out.
We're going to be out. Half the time, we're not going to even be there. But it'll be nice to be there at 2 a.m.
I want to get in the swamp.
We're taking that big boat.
I don't know.
Why? I don't want a little
boat. Why do we want 40 people on a boat? Because do you know how dirty it gets and loud? They can't go down any little alleys. They can't find anything.
Okay,
big.
But like also though.
You want to find a hot, straight, married man you can jerk off in the boat.
Well, no, but it's more fun when there's like.
People around.
Okay, fine.
Is it?
We'll get a private tour. Do we know anybody?
Have you ever been on a private tour? You probably can't afford private tours, but they're always
bitch,
better.
Are you kidding?
On a private tour?
Honey, do you know who I am?
I went down the Duomo with Matt in Portugal and we literally got to do whatever we want. I had like 3 shots on a boat, endless appetizers.
I went on a private boat in Punta Cana, so I don't really know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Right, Punta Cana. Okay.
All right. So, anyway, this has been another episode of Not Well.
614-721-5336. That's 614-721-5336.
Or you can also email us like Alex. She's not doing so well at gmail.com.
She's not doing so well at gmail.com.
Or Instagram, DM us, whatever the fuck you want to do. Welcome to our new YouTube visitors. We have almost 2,000 now, by the way. It's like
I know, it's getting out of control.
It's like kind of going crazy.
Welcome to all of you, and I hope you're listening from the beginning because there's a lot of episodes to catch up
and
on.
And a special shout out to Gumdrop Billy.
Gumdrop Baby Daddy 420. We love
is that his
you.
Actual name?
It's like Gumdrop Daddy or something like that. He's pathetic.
Gumdrop. You know you want to fuck this pussy. You know what? You want to fuck this mom pussy right here. Okay.
Honey, this soccer mom pussy. Honey, wait. What do you feel this? Can you see that? You can't imagine that.
You can't imagine. Yeah, I sound like a bunch of soccer moms yelling at
kids.
Do
you want the soccer mom fupa on your face? Because I'll do it.
Okay, gumdrop. Ooh. Ugh, spread these pussy lips. Okay.
Goodbye. Have a good week. Oh, Merry Christmas.
And Merry fucking Christmas.
See you after.